here late Tuesday night, but I didn't want to bother you because I knew you had a lot going on, and I really just called now to say that Mrs. Fowler performed that little personal mission for you, and I wanted to give you a little report on that because you've got some options there.
Good, wonderful.
Can I give you a rundown on that?
Yes, sir.
First, the prices over there are about one-third of the retail prices here. The strand that Mrs. Johnson received from Sato were about $3,000, and the nearest value over there was about $1,875. Mrs. Fowler does not recommend that, and instead she brought back some less expensive options, which I'll now describe to you.
Good.
First, she brought back three strands that are priced at $375 each.
Good.
They're about 17 inches. They're graduated 7.5 to 10 millimeters single strand. And she brought three strands at $334 a strand, about $50 less, which are 17-inch single strand match, about 7.25 millimeters. And they can be restrung with knots, apparently, to make them longer, give them 23-inch length. And then three strands at $104, which are less magnitude. They are about 5 to 8.25 millimeters in range. You ought to look at those and decide which ones of the three you want, or if you want to go back deeper, why, of course, you could send for the
morning. No.
I just thought it was completely not worth the value.
It sure is, and I agree with her, and I always do, and I knew she
took your pocketbook.
Do it, and I'll see her when I get up there in the next week or 10 days, or I'll make you all come down here.
All right. She wants you to have your choice. Now, on the cufflinks, she brought back two sets for a choice of the cufflinks and studs, and they run only about $50 and $53, just the question which you like most.
That's wonderful. I believe that's right down my alley.
Right. Now, the single pearls for the rings, she brought back one single pearl, which is a magnificent one, about 10 millimeters, which would run $250. She brought back three single pearls of slightly lesser size, 9.25 millimeters, $84 a piece. So you get all three of those for the price of the one of the other.
Yeah.
Brought back four single pearls, still smaller, 8.5, which would run about $42 a piece. So those will be your choices. And
I hope I can get up there and see them and reimburse her before they sue you for bankruptcy.
Well, we want you to have it. We sent them back in a pouch so that you can make your choices, and then we'll pay the customs on the ones you keep.
That's wonderful.
Send the others back.
That's wonderful.
All right. Now, the only other thing I had to say is that I don't want to send you down a lot of unnecessary reading matter, but I want you to know who I've been seeing and what material that would be available on the burning issue. Number one, before I left on November 15, I had a three-hour session with my business council group of treasury consultants, as well as you met over there in your parlor one afternoon a couple months ago. I have about a 4 or 5 page notes of their reactions, which were sharply divided. Wednesday all day here, we had our 30 academic economic consultants. Ranged all the way from Paul Samuelson to Henry Wallach. They were in, and well, I've got
summary memorandum of their observations. Of course, I'll have the full text transcript of what all they had to say, ranging over about 6 hours. That won't be available till Tuesday or Wednesday. I can send down the 6-page summary of their observations.
That's good.
Tomorrow. They were strictly 50-50. If you'd sat there and listened to it, as I did, all day, you would have decided that, as I asked one of them, do I try to decide between these two points of view, or do I flip a coin? And either way, you'd have been just as close to being right.
I think that's right. Well, you do some heavy thinking, because I got to rely on you, and I don't know what the hell to do about this.
Well, I think it's up in the air, Mr. President. I had a long talk with George Moore of National City just before I left, and he sent me down the views of his senior economist, which is against the... At least that's the way I read it. Tom Gates was in this afternoon. He and John McComb were in here working at the Treasury on that draft study group that you set up. And they dropped by for a minute or two. And Tom says that while in his own personal interest, bank interest, he'd of course like to see a tax increase and some softening of the monetary situation, that he can't honestly say that looking at it from the overall interest, he thinks that it's just nip and tuck, and opinion in New York among his board of directors is just about evenly divided. And that seems to be true in almost every circle he meets with in New York. I've heard that from other sources.
I noticed that the Bank of America man said that we shouldn't have one at all, and David Rockefeller, second bank, said we should, the same
right.
day in the New York Times.
And Tom Gates says from an overall standpoint, he thinks it's a toss-up, and the National City people, the way I read them, would not go for it.
Well, can we live with a $10, $20 billion deficit?
I don't, I think it's extremely difficult. Now, I'll say this, that among the business council people, that three or four of them who said that they would oppose a tax cut if its purpose was to restrain the economy further. They thought the economy had adjusted adequately and had enough, there was enough restraint already. Did go ahead and say that if the budget deficit was in the range of 8 to 10 billion, they would be inclined to go for an increase for purely what they would call fiscal responsibility or budgetary reasons. Now this is kind of the, what I would call a traditional point of view. And I think it's one we'll have to take into account before it's over. I'm just really saying to you right now that knowing the facts that I have and the facts that I know you're aware of about the situation, I think it's right at this moment a very difficult one to decide. I'd be inclined to wait.
Okay, well, you get it all together and study it, and then give me the final, and I'll be with you next week.
All right, so we will have for you next week, I hope, a recommendation of the Cabinet Committee on Balance of Payments for an announcement having to do only with the continuation of the two voluntary programs.
Yep.
I've been negotiating with Connor and the Fed on those. One of them is in good shape, and I hope to have the other one resolved on Monday, where we have a meeting of the principals only. If I can't resolve it satisfactorily, why, it'll have to be put to you on an issue basis. But I'm trying my best to get it resolved. Everybody's staying on board.
Okay, it looks like to me, though, that balance of payments.
It is. The no question, but what
course, both of these programs have to be tightened. And I'm trying to talk Connor unsuccessfully up to now, but I've got another ploy working on him into tightening the, not only tightening, but making the direct investment program $400 million tighter than it was this year.
I just sure think we've got to do everything we can. Now, we, you go back and look at my speech in that room that you and Dylan drafted, and we just got to do something we're not doing. Figure it out.